Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third down and 4. As Rodgers throws, it's Adams! Makes the catch and will take it in for his second touchdown today. 45 yards from Rodgers to Adams on third down.
That was something that we aimed to do, come out and kind of hit on all cylinders early and, you know, get me going so that I can be able to produce for this offense.
Devontae Adams, touchdown called. Kenny Albert on Fox. Devontae Adams, 13 catches, nearly 200 yards, couple of touchdowns. Mike Clemens joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You know what I was surprised about, Mike, is when I heard Matt LaFleur talk, and it was about, you know, all these plays, because I'm watching this game and I'm thinking there's a lot of nice play design here for Matt LaFleur. And then he mentioned some of the big Devontae plays. He's like, oh, yeah, Rodgers checked out into those. So I think that Sunday's game was a good blend of you've got Matt LaFleur, who is one of these guys that is always tinkering on offense, but you do have a quarterback who's seen 16 years of defenses and can check out when appropriate. I thought Sunday was a good blend of that, especially the connection with Devontae.
It's funny you bring that up, too, because the question I had for Aaron last week was, because he was in such a crappy mood after the Bucs loss. And then, you know, on Tuesdays now, he does that podcast with Pat McAfee, the former Colts punter. And he kind of talks for a long time there. And then it gets to Wednesday, and it's kind of like talking to us. And it's like, geez, didn't I just answer all these questions the day before? You know, it sort of put him
in
a
mood. Yeah, he's really about that McAfee thing. I'm going to live tweet it later, actually.
It's put him in a mood, though. You know, the first 3 or 4 weeks, he was a little weird. You know, it's like the guy was standing in the airport selling you flowers because he talked about, he would literally use the words love and positivity. And they're going 2-0 and 3-0. And then, I don't know, people started saying stuff about him nationally and it gets under his skin and he claims he's not paying attention to it, but whatever. It's just putting him into a little bit of that mood and having to face off against Tom Brady, and then, you know, just getting knocked around down in Tampa. So to try and get him off of that, I just said, you know this, when you watch these games, when you or Breeze or Brady are the featured game, NFL game on primetime or whatever, at some point, Collingsworth, Aikman's going to say, well, there isn't a defense this quarterback has never seen before. And I said, Is that true? Is that cliche? Or did Todd Bowles show you something different that you hadn't seen before? And he said, well, it's a little cliche because he said, look, and then he rattled off about there's 6 different kinds of basic defenses and then things you can do off those defenses. So, there's all kinds of twists that a defensive coordinator can put in and can show you something different. Now, these guys in Houston the other day, they didn't seem to make any adjustments. They just assume when Devontae Adams is healthy and lines up, he's going to see a corner and he's going to see a safety over the top. And yet they came in with Bradley Roby, who was a first-round pick back in the day, about 6 years ago for the Broncos. Pretty good. But Bradley screws up his knee like 3-4 plays into the game. And he leaves. They bring in a kid because they're short in their secondary because of injuries. They had to move Lonnie Johnson, that second-round pick from last year, the guy who jacked Jay Sternberger in training camp, hard-hitting guy. They moved him back to safety. That's something Crennel did when he took over for Bill O'Brien. And they bring in this Philip Gaines kid who's he's a special teams guy. And he's lining up against Davante Adams. And so we asked Davante after the game, could you believe that they just stuck with one-on-one with you, you know, through 13 catches and 196 yards against the Texans?
Yeah, I'm a little bit wondering. Part of me just wanted to keep it out. I didn't even want to, you know, speak that up into the universe. Just I enjoy my one-on-ones. Those are fun over there, so. Anytime I can get them, I'm going to try to make sure we execute and we're on top of it. And I think Aaron has a little bit of, you know, his antennas go up when we do get those one-on-ones as well. And then if you want to double me, we see what happens there. We got other guys, even guys who are, you know, their number isn't called as much stepping up at this point. So not too worried about it. I love the one-on-ones and I'll take them all day. But if they do double me, then we got answers for that as well.
Maybe it was the third quarter, fourth quarter, I forget, but on the broadcast they were showing the replay when Davante had a touchdown, a long touchdown, and they showed the safety because it was man coverage on four different guys. And then the safety looked over Devontae's way, but then decided to go shade the other way. Like, why do you continue? Davante is... He is destroying you. Rodgers is—he gets a play call and he has no choice. He has to check out of it to throw to Davante because these guys that you just mentioned—they're the ones on him. You have to take that. You have to take it. And the Texans took so long before they did anything.
Credit Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, Nathaniel Hackett, offensive line coach Adam Stenovich, on. Okay, we got Rick Wagner up against 99, J.J. Watt. Well, let's bring in Mercedes Lewis to start. And then they're going to move J.J. over to the left-hand side and test Billy Turner. But they always accounted for him. And for Marcellus is over there, too, is pretty good. And then you get down in the red zone and without Aaron Jones. And they weren't always just going to crash Jamal Williams up the middle. But you come up with... You know, with misdirection and, you know, sleight of hand plays where Malik Taylor, you know, or Robert Tonyan come up with touchdown catches in the game. And that's nice for that variety. I would have liked to seen a little bit more scoring. You know, the Texans are trying too. They got a couple of three and outs against the Packers with their lame defense. You know, John McClain he's covered that team forever. Well, I'll talk about that in just a second. But just how bad that Texans defense was. But, you know, you didn't have Aaron Jones in the game either. And Rodgers even said, yeah, you know, Friday's practice. It's like you start looking around and this is your run through. And there's seven or eight guys that are, you know, at least considered semi-starters around here. Top 15 guys on either both the offense or defense. And how you got to come up with a game plan on Friday because Aaron Jones, we talked to him late Friday afternoon. About, wow, you missed practice and you're not going to, you know, you're questionable for the game now. And he talked about Thursday's practice and pads, feel something with the calf, not sure about it. Hours later, it starts to tighten up. Here's Aaron Jones.
Felt my calf get tight during practice, really didn't pay much attention. And then after, you know, throughout the later parts of the day, that's when I started to feel it. And then came in this morning and we took a look at it. I feel like I'm confident I can play, but I know our trainers and doctors have the player's best interest in mind. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I can get out on the field, but it's up to the team doctors.
Good thing about where the Packers are at, because you find out Sunday morning and you find out that he's going to be inactive, and there wasn't like a spell of panic that went over me because I thought they could win this game without Aaron Jones, which they did, but also Jamal Williams, as we talked with Ryan Wood this week already, he says not only is Jamal Williams a capable guy, he can be a starting running back, but he can do the things that Jamal can. You don't really have to change your whole scheme. Now, he can't do them as well. There's a quickness to Jones that very few running backs have, but you can kind of plug and play with Jamal Williams, and I think that duo right now is really undervalued what the Packers have back there.
When Jamal Williams was drafted by Green Bay, and he was drafted higher than Aaron Jones, this was going to be a leaner Eddie Lacy. This was a guy who came out of college and told us in the locker room, I like contact. Well, after 2 years of that crap in the NFL, and you start thinking about extending your career, he started to find ways to run away from guys. And then when he realized now he's going into his contract year, he spent his first year in the little floor offense. He's trying to figure out what can I do to either be re-signed by Green Bay or get a good deal somewhere out there in the NFL with all these McVay tree teams that are out there. I got to learn how to catch the ball. And so he spent a lot of time with that. It showed up, clearly showed up in training camp. I know that the LaFleur coaching staff in one of these network production meetings told those guys, they just said, well, who do you think is your most improved? And they couldn't finish the sentence. They said, Jamal Williams. Changed his attitude, more focus, all those things. So right now, though, in running back, and you're getting into a rough patch in this season now, you would have thought, you know, before the season started, the Texans would have been tough coming off of the last year, but obviously they've just, it's amazing how everything has just fallen apart for football in the NFL in the state of Texas right now between them and Dallas. But yeah. Now you got Vikings. Vikings are tough. They're always going to be tough. They're always going to give you a game at noon at home this Sunday. Then you got to do that San Francisco game. Can you be ready for this next stretch, three or four games, and try and come out at least 500, you know, to keep ahead of the Bears and win your division and worrying about the conference and all that? And so at running back, I don't think Aaron Jones goes this way. Can you beat the Vikings without Aaron Jones? Because I doubt, man, calf muscles, hamstrings, it's no different than Davante Adams' situation. If you feel good this week, then Dr. Pat McKenzie is going to say, good, wait, let's wait one more week. But with Tyler Irvin out, Swerve, as they call him, they implemented him so much in those first two or three games with those jet sweeps. Aaron Jones even said, yeah, you know, last week against Tampa Bay, I did a lot of those jet sweeps that Swerve usually do. I didn't realize how much work that guy is doing. It's like running gassers, you know, back and forth from sideline to sideline to be the decoy or to get the ball on a run. You know, that takes a lot of work. So the next thing is, so if it's just Jamal, and then it's going to be A.J. Dillon, who's trying to learn this offense and come out of the backfield as a target as well. Then the last running back is Dexter Williams. Now, they brought him up from practice squad, elevated him to the, and they put him on special teams, number 22. And I thought, all right, here's a next chance for this kid to show that he's grown, because he was pretty immature, and that's why they ended up benching him. Sixth-round pick from last year, and why these other guys, why they went out and got A.J. Dillon. Do you know who whiffed on the block when they got the block punt on J.K. Scott in the second half? That was Dexter Williams. He was supposed to be the protector on that play. And their third-string halfback came running right up the middle and beat him. So that raises question marks with, you know, their depth at running back right now. And they don't have any other running backs on the practice squad right now.
Mike Clemens joining us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I wanted to ask you about this. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. I was noticing in the game for the Texans, J.J. Watt seeming to be a little more animated with his frustration. I thought that it was a little more like, hey, I'm frustrated, but also when the cameras are on me, I'm going to be more frustrated. And then hearing his press conference, really short answers, what I took from it was J.J. Watt is fed up with what's going on. He's been in Houston for a decade. He's won Defensive Player of the Year a handful of times. The team is a mess. He is such a guy. He's like the man of the year, right? He's not going to come out and say, I got to get traded. Get me out of here. But I thought he was like, you know how like when a skunk will unleash their scent to attract another skunk? I thought he was like trying to show other teams, I'm frustrated, come and get me. And I think that carried over to his press conference.
And, you know, I didn't get to cover J.J. Watt with the Badgers. Guys that I know did and talked about what a great kid he was. And then a couple of times I've been around him, just, you know, briefly, Packers against Texans. And then Bill Michaels and I were down in Phoenix where the Super Bowl was that particular year. And that's the year that they did the Pro Bowl the week before on the same field. So Bill and I get down on the field toward for the last quarter of the game. Josh Sitton is out there, Jordy Nelson, I think John Kuhn. And when the game is over with, Bill and I are there to interview some of these Packers that are in the Pro Bowl. And I look up, and there's J.J. Watt, who had been named like the defensive player of the game for the Pro Bowl. He's in the south end zone signing autographs for a, you know, 1,000 fans that are there waiting. This is about the time when he's, you know, defensive player of the year. And he's looking, and he's pointing at us. And Bill's looking away. Bill Michaels was looking away. I go, say, this guy's pointing at us. I said, so Bill turns his attention, looks down to J.J. Watt across the field, and J.J. Watt is waving at him while he's signing autographs. It's like a dream. It's like surreal. And I go, so we walk up to him, and J.J. Watt says, are you Bill Michaels? And the big unit says, yeah, why? He says, man, I grew up listening to you all the time. You know, I'd love to be on your show sometime. And Bill goes, well, how about right now? And he pulls out his tape recorder, and that's how he got him on the show. He could not be more approachable, a better down-to-earth guy. And then we spent a couple of days with him with those joint practices last summer with the Texans. And even though he was coming back from injury then, what a leader, vocal leader this is, guy is, how great he is with fans, with Packer fans, Texans fans that came to practice and everything. Fast forward to this year, and I think, I'll tell you what, if you're a coach under duress, this COVID thing doesn't make it any easier. These players, I mean, they go home and they go to work and they go home just like the rest of us. There's these isolation and it puts you in a crabby mood. It's hard to do your job. And then that just makes things worse. But no one works harder than J.J. Watt. And he's, you know, he gets his coach fired And now he's trying to get these practices to turn this thing around because he's finally got a quarterback in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, not T.J. Yates or
yes, all the other crap that he went through, you know. Right. You know, Osweiler, they ran that guy out of town. That was a bad move. He's finally got a quarterback, and look at this thing come apart. He's 31 years old. He can't do this too many more years, if at all. And it's not us. It's not the national media. It's Houston that started this about 2 weeks ago that said, look, we need a total rebuild here. We need a new GM. We need a new head coach. We need to update our whole atmosphere down here, the way we do scouting, everything, and build a team around Deshaun Watson. Give it 2 years. Well, J.J. Watt doesn't have 2 years. And so that's where this trade talk starts coming up. And this is how Watt reacted. Uncharacteristic. The first guy asking him a question is John McClain, who's been covering Houston football since it was the Oilers, 44 years ago. He's friends with Ted Thompson when Ted was a linebacker down there. They connect all the time down there. And John was on Bill's show the other day. This is the nicest, best, most credible football journalist you could ever hope for in your market. And here's how the press conference started.
J.J., what's it like chasing Aaron Rodgers and getting close to him and then found out he's already completed a great pass down the field?
I mean, what do you think that's like? Not great.
J.J., we've kind of asked you these questions several times this year, but now you're going into the bye week at 1-6. What are your feelings about this team going forward?
Got to get better.
J.J., as a leader, as a veteran on the team, what do you tell your teammates the way the state of the season, the state of the team right now, as far as you know, holding it together, keeping it together?
Show up to work and do your job.
Hey, J.J., how would you assess your level of confidence in this defense and in this team right now, considering where everything is?
I mean, we're 1-6. You are what your record says you are.
I understand that you don't coach or play DB, but could you speak to how the injury to Bradley Roby just kind of threw things off for you guys in terms of whatever your game plan was today?
No, I know nothing about that.
Could you talk about the way Rodgers played today and compare it to the ways you'd seen him play earlier and when you guys played against him?
He played very well today.
What did he do that made him play well?
Threw the ball to the receivers and they caught it.
So it's J.J. Watt. You know, I don't like the shtick when guys do that. Even when Pop and these guys do it, I'm not like, I think that's J.J. Watt telling everybody, get me the hell out of here.
I want out. And you know what? I don't blame him one bit. One bit. No one has been more dedicated, worked his tail off for that family, for that team, for that organization. And he's out. These people are wasting my time. These players are wasting my time. I got time for the rebuild. And the trade deadline is a week from today. Let's see if J.J. Watt can get on a playoff-bound team.
Mike, appreciate your time. We will talk to you in a couple of days. Be good, my friend.
Thanks, Bart.
Mike Clemens, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility.
Gusfraba.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.